T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like that tune. Good one. A lot of goodbyes coming up on the horizon this week on television. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Matt Rausch with TVInsider.com. Good morning, Matt. First and foremost, Trevor Noah is saying goodbye from The Daily Show.
Yeah, that's a really big deal. He's been on the show for 7 years. He famously took over for Jon Stewart, who really took The Daily Show into national icon status, and did quite a good job. But he was, helming that ship for quite a few turbulent years. He come on just for the last administration, and did a lot of political satire during that time. Built up a new team of correspondents, and yeah, The Daily Show's still kicking. But we don't know who's going to take over next. But it was quite significant to have a person of color sitting behind the desk, also from South Africa, no less. So he has sort of a global perspective. But Trevor Noah wants to see the world. He doesn't want to be chained behind that desk any longer, really. And so he's going to put his stand-up acts out there. He's got other projects going, I'm sure. But he really just wants to be able to take his act on the road and see the world again. So you really can't blame him. For some people, these late-night gigs are not lifetime gigs. Some people want to do them forever. I think the two Jimmys will probably keep going as long as they can. But for Trevor, he just sees broader horizons out there. There is some talk that when the show comes back, it's going to go on hiatus after he leaves on Thursday. Thursday will be his final show. That in the new year, we'll probably see some of the regular correspondents on the show take over for a bit until they can figure out who'll take over full time. There's also rumors that people perhaps like Samantha Bee, who was a Daily Show star until she got her own show on TBS, the Full Frontal show, won a number of awards for that, but TBS canceled her this year, so she's jobless right now. So we'll see who goes in, steps in, whether there'll be interim hosts, and we'll see where it goes. But I do think that The Daily Show in particular, it'll be interesting to see who takes that job, because diversity is sort of limited in the late night field, and we see whether either a person of color or a woman of color, I don't know. There's a lot of options for that job, and we'll see where we go. But for Trevor Noah to have done it, that's pretty significant.
Definitely. Law and Order fans are also saying goodbye to a star.
Yeah, for 11 seasons, Kelly Giddish has been playing Amanda Rollins, the second-ranking female co-star on the show. Mariska Hargitay has been there for all 24 years. I cannot believe that show's been on for 24 seasons. And I guess as long as Mariska Hargitay wants to do it, that's fine. But Kelly Giddish is being written off the show as of Thursday, taking a new gig somewhere. I don't think they're going to kill her off. If they are, it'll be a surprise, and nobody really wants that to happen. But Dick Wolf shows from Law & Order onward have always had a revolving door where the cast is concerned, where it never stays the same for too long, so they can refresh the cast. And Kelly being on the show for 11 seasons is quite a long gig. She's also romantically linked to the district attorney on the show right now, so maybe she will stay in the world of the show. You just don't see her very often, so we'll see how that all plays out. But fans do get attached to these characters, so when you have somebody who's been on a show that prominent for 11 seasons, when they take off, it tends to affect the show. But hey, this show was able to survive the departure of Christopher Maloney, who was Mariska Hargitay's partner for the first number of seasons. So I suppose SVU can keep rolling as long as Mariska wants to do it.
7:56, we're talking to Matt Rausch with TVInsider.com. I know it's only Monday, but for those who like the old school Saturday Night Live hosts and cast members, this Saturday is going to be a really good one, Matt.
I hope so, yeah. It really sounds like a treat to have Steve Martin coming back and pairing him with Martin Short as co-hosts. The fact that they're together, they star together in Only Murders in the Building, a hit series for Hulu, and they're pretty wonderful together. Their chemistry, of course, they've made movies together in the past as well, but to have them both be co-hosts, I mean, Steve Martin's hosted the show at least 15 times. He's probably been on it a lot longer because sometimes he drops in for cameos. Martin Short was a cast member for a while, and he's hosted himself for 3 times. So yeah, to have these two guys back, these guys know Saturday Night Live backward and forward. People love writing for them, and if they can reprise some of their classic characters. I would love to see Martin Short do Ed Grimley at least one more time in my life. So we'll see what happens on Saturday Night Live. But that does sound like a real event to have them come back to the show.
I love it. And so one more episode of HBO's The White Lotus real quickly here.
Yeah, on Sunday, we're going to find, come Sunday, we'll get to the end of that season, second season. The first season won a bunch of Emmys, but now they're in Sicily. And in the first season, hanging over the entire series has been the idea that not everybody's going to survive this trip. And things were getting pretty sinister in last night's episode. So we'll see who makes it out of Sicily and who doesn't. The idea is that none of these people appreciate paradise the way they should. And we should all hope for happier vacations when we take one ourselves.
I love it. Matt, thank you so much. Have a good week.
You too, Vanita. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.